Now, Joe Perkins on CFAX 1070.
Hey, everybody. I'm Ryan Price, guest hosting the show for Joe Perkins today. He'll be back with you middle of next week. We've got lots to talk about. I want to keep this conversation going. We've had a lot of chatter about Victoria, and I mean that in the broad sense, greater Victoria politics over the course of the day. We've heard that Mayor Lisa Helps is running again. We've heard that Mayor Richard Atwell in Saanich is running again. And now we're into the search for who's going to run against these folks. Or what do you think about the potential races that are shaping up? We'll take your calls on that coming up just after 12:30. We'll keep that conversation happening. Do you have any thoughts on, I mean, we'll expand this to anybody. If you're somewhere in the greater Victoria area and you have thoughts on the upcoming race for mayor and council, get those thoughts ready. We're going to take those calls and revisit that topic coming up after 12:30. But right now, off the top of the show, this is an interesting story. I've just been kind of coming online with this myself, just getting my head around this. But I've been learning that a couple of months ago, custodians in the Greater Victoria School District, that's District 61, were told to reduce their vacuuming of the rugs and carpets and whatnot in the schools for the kindergarten grade one classrooms, and I think even less for the other classrooms. Seems like you need to vacuum the classrooms. I mean, this is just the carpets and rugs, I guess. Seems a little strange to me. It seemed a little strange as well to the folks at Love-A-Rug Services here in Victoria. The owner, Dusty Roberts, said, hey, you know what? That sounds like something we can help out with. We will maybe help and clean those rugs. And they offered that service, maybe not realizing exactly how many rugs were going to be coming his way. I want to pick up the story with the owner of Love-A-Rug, Dusty Roberts, who is joining me on the phone right now. Good morning, or I guess it's afternoon now. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So I know we've got a lot to talk about here in this story, but first off, can we just rewind a little bit? And I want to make sure our listeners really have a sense of the story and what you've been doing. I tried to sketch out the rough version of it there, but I'm sure I'm missing a lot. Can you pick up the story for us?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd love to. So what happened is, this has been actually happening for quite a long time. We'd have teachers coming in to drop off rugs to be washed, and in conversation when they're dropping off, we find out that they're paying for having these rugs washed out of their own pocket. And as soon as we find that out, we just go, you know what, here's a big discount. Sometimes, heck, we've even been known to do it for free, because we just don't think that the school teachers should have to do it. But what we discovered with all these rugs coming in, now that we put the message out that we're going to wash all the rugs in School District 61 elementary schools for free, over and over again, I'm hearing the same story from primary school teachers. That's kindergarten, 1, 2, 3, et cetera, where they're saying that they're investing in their school rooms and their classes to the tune of $2,000 or $3,000 per year, and they're getting no help. I mean, the school district's not giving any money, and they're getting some help from the PAC sometimes, but $2,000 or $3,000 of their own money, that's reprehensible that this is happening. This is just so wrong. And the way I see it, the bigger picture is the school boards just are not funded properly by the provincial government. It's a provincial government problem.
How many rugs did you end up getting? I think, what was this, October or so, when you put out that call? Hey, if you're a teacher and you need help, we'll clean your rug for free. How many rugs did you end up getting?
Well, we thought there were going to just be a couple dozen, or maybe three or four dozen rugs, but holy smokes, I had no idea there were so many rugs in the school district. They were coming in here by the truckload. And we thought for a bit there that we were just going to shut the door, say that was enough. But my team came together and said, you know what, we're going to work between, you know, normally most of my team take the time off between Christmas and New Year's. They said, no, we're going to do it. We're going to come to work. We're going to volunteer some time and get it done. So we're still in the midst of it. We're starting to see the end of the tunnel, per se. But we're still hard at work. So, yeah, to the tune of maybe 400 or 400-plus rugs. We don't have an exact count yet.
Okay, so over 400 rugs have been done. And how much money would that have cost if it was a regular paying customer bringing over 400 rugs forward?
That would be just a sneak over $90,000.
Wow. So you have donated $90,000 in services here.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I guess we have. You know, I hadn't thought about it until I was asked that question yesterday, you know, that how much it was worth. You know, at the end of the day, we're just doing it for the kids. We want to make sure the kids have healthy rugs to learn on.
Well,
that's why we do this.
Well, good on you. Thank you for that service. That's great to hear you're doing it. But it kind of comes around again to, you know, why do we have a situation where a business owner like yourself needs to be donating his time and services to clean the rugs and carpets that our kids are using in school? Why isn't this being picked up? Now, I just want to get a sense to make sure I'm clear and we're being completely correct in all of this. These aren't necessarily the rugs and carpets that are school property. Are they rugs that the teachers themselves have brought in to adorn their classrooms?
Yeah, well, what I understand is, 10, 15 years ago is when it became very obvious to school boards, not just in Victoria and not the 61, not just Victoria, not just BC, all over North America, that carpets, wall-to-wall fitted carpets, were embarrassing the school district. They could clean them, and then they look like crap again the next day because they couldn't properly clean them. And not only that, they're unhealthy. They're full of allergens. So these kids that have respiratory ailments, asthma, et cetera, are being triggered by the dust and mess in them. And plus the other awful things, I hate to say this, but, you know, feces, you know, it gets on the rugs. You got a little kid, got a little diarrhea, it leaks out. Ooh, my, you know, it's all over the rug and all over the carpet. So the reaction of the school boards is get rid of the carpets.
Well, I can see that. I mean, there is some logic there. But go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay, well, so I mean, I can sort of see the logic there. For sanitation reasons, let's get rid of wall-to-wall carpets in schools. But then I guess the teachers find that there still was need for some rugs in some areas. I mean, I'm thinking of my own kids in elementary school. You sit around in circle time and read stories on the floor and all those kind of things. Is that why some teachers have taken it upon themselves to bring in rugs?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the teachers buy the rugs. Sometimes the pack, sometimes the school itself has a little bit of a budget, and they invest in these rugs. And the reason why is rugs are a big part of classroom management, in particular in the primary grades. They have that, you know, down on the rug time. As a matter of fact, kindergarten, they spend most of their time down on the rug.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't have desks. They don't have a normal, you know, what you think is a classroom setting. You know, it's hard to remember back to that, but the truth is, rugs are a huge part of classroom management.
And up until recently, it was something that the custodians at the schools were doing. They were at least vacuuming these rugs, but that vacuuming frequency has gone way down recently. I guess it's a cost-saving measure, I suppose. Now, I'm sure we could keep talking about this, but I wanted to make sure I got to this. So this is the situation. We're talking to the owner of Love a Rug Services in Victoria. His name is Dusty Roberts, and he's been volunteering his time and services and his staff to clean the rugs of teachers who want to bring them in. And so far, he's had hundreds come in. They worked through Christmas to try and get all of that done. And this has all caused you to try to take some action here and not just stop with cleaning the rugs. You've got a petition you've started. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a petition. It's up on our Facebook. I can send you over a link too, Ryan.
Sure.
If you want to put it up for, you know, and if mothers and teachers, if you get behind us and we get that petition out to the provincial government, you know what? They're going to have to listen because the biggest voting group, the biggest block out there is you, mummies and teachers, et cetera. Because, when your voice is, when you make made your voice, when you put your voice out there, it's heard by politicians. They will make changes. This can't continue like this. This is patently wrong. And it's really wrong that a primary school teacher has to dig in her own pocket. We can't have this happening anymore. It's, you know, this is the 21st century. This is, you know, what can I say? It's, we're going to change this.
Okay, so there's a petition you've started. It's directed at both the school district and the BC government, basically calling on them to step up and clean their own carpets?
Absolutely, yeah. So they can go to our Facebook page. It's just Love a Rug, L-U-V-A, Rug, Victoria. If you search that up, you'll find it. And, you know, make your voice be heard, and we're going to get some action. We're going to change how the schools, at least the primary grades, are funded. They need to have some special fund that they can dip into to take care of outfitting their school rooms and keeping them clean.
How's the petition going to work? You'll have people, I guess, go to it, sign it, and then do you take it to somebody?
Yeah, it's just all online. It's just a really simple online application.
Okay.
And then it'll go off to the provincial government and maybe to the school district. But I don't see the school district as being the real big meanies here.
Let's just stress that. I mean, the school districts all across BC are in such a difficult position where they've got a budget and they have to meet it. And sometimes there's not enough money to go around, and they've got to make difficult decisions. Our school districts can't go into some kind of deficit situation. They've got to meet those budgets. The province makes them. If a school board ever decides to submit a budget that isn't balanced, the province fires that school board. It's happened, and they just move ahead with making sure that those budgets add up. That means you have situations like, I guess, in the school district where backed into a corner, they got to find savings somewhere. And in this case, one of the ways it's happening is by cutting back on the rug vacuuming.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's what's happened because I believe the superiors in the school district 61 have told the custodian, saying, hey, you have too much to do, you're complaining about too much to do, then don't take care of non-school district property, a.k.a. the rugs. And a rug needs to be vacuumed every single day, not two times a week or three times a week or whenever you get to it. It's every day. And you know what? Again, just to stick up for the custodians, I happen to know, I've talked to custodians in the district, many of them are vacuuming the rugs on their own time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, because they care. They love the kids, too. They're a big part of the school. So, again, I want to say a little bit more to this. Our province, over the last, say, 10 years or so, has invested hundreds of millions of dollars into new schools. Beautiful schools. I mean, these are schools that our province will be proud of. Schools that are going to be around for decades to serve educating our children, our grandkids, etc. But there's not enough of a budget to take care of vacuuming a rug? Come on now.
It is a very odd situation, isn't it? Like, that just makes you shake your head.
It is. It's time to change. So hopefully people will get on and make their voices be heard on that petition.
My guest has been Dusty Roberts, owner of Love a Rug Services. Final question for you. Do you have any more rugs to clean, or did you get through them all?
Well, we're down to the point where we've done the washing on all the rugs, but we're doing the dusting right now. The dusting is the part where we get rid of all the allergens. So we're probably maybe one third of the rugs left for getting the allergens out. And then we have a huge problem. We actually have to bundle these rugs up together per school, and they're all mixed up. It's kind of like everything came out of the kitchen when it came out of the kitchen, so we can't serve each table together. And so we're praying that tomorrow is going to be a dry day, because we have to pull all these rugs out of these containers. We have these big shipping containers that we put them in to store them while they're in our care, because our shop's just small. We're a small company. Don't forget, we're a really small little team here, a small company, not a lot of square footage. So we had to get these big shipping containers, but we have to lay them all out to put them in stacks so we can keep them grouped together so that they can get delivered back to the schools. But yeah, that's a big problem. So we're hoping it's going to be a dry day, because we're going to have to do this outside. We can't do it inside.
Well, I got my fingers crossed for some nice weather for you tomorrow. I know rain is coming, but maybe not until later in the day. At least that's the forecast right now. So we'll wish you luck there.
Okay. Thank you very, very much for having me on your program.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for donating your time and services to help the kids. That's great. And if you are interested in that petition we talked about, the petition is on the Facebook page for Love a Rug Services. Dusty, thank you. Good luck.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.